Welcome back to Fastest Stats, and man, honestly, it's been so much on my mind lately, and I didn't do an episode just because I was trying to get my thoughts together. Like, something that's been bothering me for the longest is these mass shootings. Like, first of all, let me just say this. The dude that did what he did in Buffalo, New York, a bitch. Take it how you want. I can't say it another way. It was a racist crime. He live streamed it like as if he playing Call of Duty or GTA. Like, dude, come on now. And it's funny because I'm a teacher. I had just gave my students an assignment about whether we should have stricter gun laws or not. So I'm teaching 15, 16, 17-year-olds. Dude that committed the crime was 18. Not much older than them. And even they had to sit back and think, what really is going on with him being able to get the guns that he had? And I'm like, it has to be something more. Like, if we don't make these gun laws a little harder to, like, stricter, do some fucking mental checks. These people are sick that's being able to get these guns and they committing heinous crimes. Like the punk ass kid from Kenosha, Wisconsin, 18, got his gun in Illinois, drove down to Wisconsin and committed them shootings. Y'all telling me nothing was wrong with him? So he's fully sane and capable, right? Okay. So why did he get off there? He ain't doing no time. He got off. Most of these mass shootings, these people claim insane. And then, just like him, the dude in Buffalo, New York, they white. Police come to the scene. They didn't do nothing. Let's talk about the bitch ass kid up in Texas. Shot up an elementary school. Shot his grandma beforehand. Went to the elementary school. Killed two teachers, 19 students. Elementary school. Tried to use this thing about being bullied in school. Man, dude was not bullied in school. He was a hoe. I don't care nothing about being bullied in school. He went and shot up fucking kids. That is sick. You can't claim mental nothing when it comes to that. And then this is the craziest part about it. The police went and they killed him, though. They killed him, but they ain't killed the white boy that was shooting. Make that shit consistent. This is a sick country. It is very racist and it's very sick. That dude just turned 18, went and bought him two assault rifles, bought a handgun, and they said like 300-some rounds. And he went and used it on elementary kids and elders. Now, do I think he should have been shot down dead? Personally, I do. But why we ain't had that same energy to the kid up in New York? Come on now. Talking about bullied every day in school. Ruby Bridges was. She ain't shoot up a school. She did not shoot up a school. Now tell me, what's the difference? Huh? Just skin color? That shit mean that much to y'all? That we taking lives. We acting like other lives don't matter because of that. That's bullshit. This country is sick. We have to do better. Then we got one of the 10-year-olds that went to the school said he never wants to go back to school again because he knows it could happen again. This is something mental. That's it. We'll be lucky if that kid ever choose to go back to school. That is sick. That is real twisted. And then we found out the weak ass police officers were sitting out there for 45 minutes while he was doing what he did. But a mom drove to the school. She got handcuffed, got out the handcuffs, hopped the fence, went inside the school and got her two kids. While 19 police officers waited outside the classroom where the gunman was shooting. They waited. They could have saved some of them kids. Some of them kids said they had to play dead. They played dead. But then you turn around and you see some shit like what happened today up in Missouri. The cops shot an unarmed pregnant woman 5 times because they thought she was a suspected carjacker. Not proven. They suspected that she was. They shot her 5 times while she pregnant, unarmed, with her hands in the air. Then it continues to get worse. 2 people shot, 1 dead, at a high school graduation at Xavier University in Louisiana. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Why y'all attacking babies, man? Why y'all, what is really going on in y'all, man? And then in California, the same day as the shooting in Texas, some dumbass, some sick-minded fool went to elementary school. They denied him access. He ran over 3 kids. Elementary school ran them over. And then this sick-ass fool, on top of running over the 3 kids, stabbed himself trying to commit suicide. Still was trying to run and flee the scene. The police found explosives inside of his car. And he was trying to get on elementary school access. Like, he needed elementary school access. You was going to blow up some damn kids. And then it gets worse. Because in our own city, an elementary school was threatened with a shooting. And then another person went to another elementary school. And he brought a gun and was pointing it at kids. What is going on? What is this? Y'all claim to be men. You are punk ass bitches. Y'all are causing harm to babies, man. Why? This is sick. And we expect to raise kids in this. We expect the best in this. And we living in a country that not only hate each other, but we ain't doing shit about this problem. We ain't doing nothing about it. It's sick. Shout out to Gabe Kapler of the San Francisco Giants baseball guy. He said he will no longer go out onto the field during the national anthem. He gonna stay inside the clubhouse because, and I quote, until I feel better about the direction of our country. Now, I don't know if he's taking a personal shot at Biden. I doubt it because he was standing before these shooters. But let me just say this. What the hell is going on? And I shout him out because not only was that something going on in baseball, but Josh Donaldson, punk ass, said to I can't think of my boy name. That said to my boy on the White Sox, black guy, last name, and so I can't think of his, oh man, I like him a lot too. But he said they called him Jackie Robinson because Anderson said he wanted to be like the next influential black baseball player like Jackie Robinson was. So Donaldson went around calling him Jackie Robinson to be funny. It was a racist joke. And this is what the hell we allow. Then he got a 1-day suspension, 1 game. This is sick. Our country is sick. I don't know what the hell going on. And instead of us trying to fix our own country, we sending billions to help Ukraine. Now, I have none against Ukraine, but what I'm saying is we will distribute whatever we can to all these outside countries, but can't fix our own damn problem. It's a war inside our own country, and we ain't doing nothing to fix it. nothing. Then I read something about some other. No, before I get into that, I seen a video. I saw a video where they asked this little kid, a teacher asked him what he wanted to be when he grow up. Said a murderer. Said he wanted to grow up and be a murderer. After his brother had got killed. That kid needs some real help. He's too young to sit here and be talking about growing up to be a murderer. He was in elementary school. This is what's going on inside our sick ass country. We ain't doing this much to help these babies. Why is women and babies feeling undefended? I mean, yeah, feeling undefended. And it's men that's committing these crimes. What's supposed to be men, they bitches. That's the right word there, bitches. And it's sick. It pisses me off. Cause can't, when none of them be able to stand as a man in front of another one. They can't stand as a man because they're a bitch. And that's why they commend these crimes to who they commend these crimes to. And let me speak on another thing. I seen something saying a Virginia Tech football player was acquitted and beating a man to death that he thought was a woman. Now, from what I read, the student with a player who's 19 met up with the 40-year-old and received oral sex. Went back months later and killed them because he found out he was really a man. So he pretended to be a woman the first time, whatever. You ain't know that was a man when you first went there and seen him. You ain't do nothing. You came in, dropped your drawers, and y'all got busy. He didn't say a word to you. I be damned. I don't believe it. That's sick, too. Tell the truth. You was embarrassed they found out you was doing stuff on the DL. Tell the truth. We got some sick-minded people out here, man. And we ain't really doing nothing. We looking for help. And there's none out there. The people that we look to as a community is halfway broken. Our communities is shattered. It is really wicked out here. And it's only getting worse. Why? We have no leadership. We have no guidance. I done seen people talk about Trump being president still. Let me say this. He was inciting the damn race wars. He wasn't no fucking ass either. We are living in the hard times. I remember my students come to me every day talking about what if somebody tried to get in here and do something else. I'd be damn, I'm damn behind mask. It's going to take a whole lot to take a... And the thing is, I'm not even trying to cite the stuff. What I'm saying is, when you don't feel you are protected, these are questions that are being raised by not just innocent kids. These are questions you might have to answer from your babies one day. The sick ass dude in Buffalo was putting on their racist mantras, shouting out the damn Dylan Roof kid, the Sandy Hook kid. Like, everything was race based, racist shit. And it's so crazy to me how in just a couple of days we seen like the man who ran the kids over, I believe they said he was a white man. Might not be. Damn. They saved him. He going to jail. The Buffalo kid, he didn't die. He going to jail. They gonna plead insanity, mentally ill, whatever. That Puerto Rican kid in Texas got his ass laid down. It's not a coincidence. You're not gonna tell me based off of the location that these things was different. No. They saw skin color and they differed, and that shit went how it went. And then for them 19 weak ass police officers, y'all didn't go in there and try to save them babies. Y'all didn't try to save them women. What the hell you got a badge for? Y'all waited till the shooting stopped to go in there and try to be a force. Y'all supposed to risk y'all lives. That's the job and the oath that y'all took to protect and serve. Y'all ain't protect shit. Y'all let them die, and then y'all went in there and decided to try to be police officers. That's weak as hell. There's no respect there. There's no respect there. I just saw a video on YouTube where they was talking about a 16-year-old boy and his girlfriend was at a park. Gunshots start going off. And he covered her with his own body and he died. Y'all telling me a 16-year-old boy will risk his life for his girlfriend, who he probably hadn't been with that long, more than y'all will, and y'all got probably more than likely 16 years of serving. So what was y'all doing in 16 years? Just getting back? It's bullshit. We are living in wicked times. People are sick and it's only getting worse. I can't believe what's going on in this country. It's even still allowed to be like an act of anything. Like, bruh, these people are not mentally ill. I know a mentally ill person who's serving 45 years. Come on now. It is so sick. We can't come together for nothing. Everything is broken and divided in this country. And we sending all our help to a place outside the country have nothing to do with us. Versus fixing our own shit first. We can't even put on the united front because all they see online is about people being killed around here. An Australian boxer, I forgot her damn name. She gonna say at least Australia don't have mass shootings every day. And she went under fire about that, which she should. Because woman, that's fucked up. You shouldn't even said that. I hope somebody whoop her ass and take her belt. And also, she was right though. That shouldn't be something another country can say about us. Because we ain't handling our own. I don't care how bad it is everywhere else. We don't got it good over here. Take care of home. Yeah, she wrong. But it was some truth to what she was saying. They not having mass shootings every damn day the way that we are. But you know what? This country don't care. It's more about money than it is about safety. The love that we supposed to give in this country ain't being given. I'm a drop again soon. Leave me with feedback, man. Appreciate y'all for listening. Let's talk.